It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Friends, welcome to Wrestle Buddies, Games Plus Wrestling Podcast about wrestling, friendship, and wrestling with friendship. I am your end of the year host, Matt Elfring, and with you is your end of the year host, Chrissy Hayner. Chris, how are you?
Oh, wait, that might be copyrighted. Join the Dark Order, Matt. JoinDarkOrder.com.
Is that song Auld Lang Syne? Is that copyrighted? Auld Lang Syne?
I don't know. Happy Birthday used to be copyrighted, so why not Auld Lang Syne?
Yeah, take that to old ladies that don't have the copyright anymore. I can sing Happy Birthday whenever I want.
Mildred and Patty something.
Yeah. Happy Birthday.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
It's not copyrighted anymore.
No, but someone might come after us. I don't want to take the chance. Join the Dark Order, Matt. JoinDarkOrder.com. We're here. It's the end of the year. We're recording this before Christmas, but this is posting after Christmas. So guess what, Matt? I'm 40 now.
Happy birthday to you, Chris, on Christmas.
Happy birthday to me on Christmas.
Were you named Chris because you were born on Christmas?
Now, wait a minute. This is going up on Thursday the 29th, correct?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Lord Pumpernickel, today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Now, what was your question?
Were you named Chris because you were born on Christmas?
Yes. My parents could not figure out what to name me, and my grandma, as I was born on Christmas, my grandmother suggested Chris.
I'm glad they didn't suggest Christ.
Christ.
Christ Hayner. Well,
it is pronounced Christ Ofer Hayner.
Yes.
No, yeah, so it's Chris for Christmas. That's true. It's weird, but it's true.
I like it. I like the simplicity of it.
And Matt, as you can tell, because we're doing this obviously over video chat, people can't see this. I'm blonde, baby.
You are blonde. I am still bald and have a bigger beard. We're getting there.
It's nice. It's nice.
It's real filled in right now.
We're looking good. We're looking good for the end of the year.
But hey, but you know what's coming at the beginning of this year, Chris?
Oh, I'm taking the day off. Rose Bowl, the Rose Bowl game.
The Rose Bowl's coming. Get your Rose Bowl predictions in. I'm going with
Big E. Bama.
Oh, I said Bama. Roll Tide. I have no idea who's
wait,
the Rose Bowl.
Wait, okay. Okay, I'm just going to put this out there. We're talking WWE day one predictions today.
Yeah.
Is WWE competing with the Rose Bowl game?
Oh, I don't think so, because Rose Bowl is usually in the morning.
Okay,
let's just see what time it's happening.
Okay, because I didn't think about that until right now, and that seems like an odd choice.
Go Buckeyes! Oh no, they are competing with each other.
They're directly competing with the Rose Bowl. Are they insane?
Rose Bowl starts at 4 p.m. But that's for me, Central Time. And
so 3 p.m. for me.
5 p.m.
for 5 p.m. for me. What time does day one kick
day off? Day one's at 8 p.m. Eastern, so 7 p.m. kickoff show. So there will be overlap between the kickoff show.
Oh, so they're starting day one at the part of the Rose Bowl you can't walk away from because you're getting closer to the end of the game.
Yes.
Great. This is a wonderful idea. Who came up with this pay-per-view?
Vince McMahon.
Vince, what are you doing? I thought I read this was like a Nick Khan joint.
It probably is.
It's intriguing to do a New Year's Day. Let's do a pay-per-view on a holiday.
Typically we cover live on site these wrestling pay-per-views, but
guess what? It's a holiday, so we're not doing that.
I'm very much in the mindset with 2021, but mainly 2022. If I don't have to work, I'm not going to. We work so much.
It's a literal global holiday.
It's a global holiday. we have it off from work paid off. I'm not going in.
Me neither.
We work enough Sundays and weekends. We work enough late nights. Besides, I'm not working.
You're going to be vacationing on the moon.
I'm going to be on the moon.
Floating, eating astronaut ice cream.
I'm going to be on the Sea of Tranquility. You know, just,
you might as well be walking on the sun.
I'm going to juggle. I'm going to learn to juggle.
Are you really going to learn? Cool? Are you really going to learn to juggle on vacation?
On the moon, yeah.
I just meant in real life. Are you real life? Have you ever tried to learn to juggle before?
When I was a kid, yeah, but I didn't have my right arm doesn't work as good as my left arm. I'm not ambidextrous. I'm pretty close, but I don't have that.
I tried learning in like my 20s and I got pretty okay with it. I bought a learn to juggle kit on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And it came with three like hacky sacks and a book.
Oh, hacky sacks, man. Oh, man.
They weren't like real hacky sacks.
But yeah, yeah.
God, I miss hacky sacks. Just a little knit ball filled with beans or whatever.
Dude, that sounds fun.
I haven't hacky sacked in so long.
Although I will say,
I will say, Matt, I am approximating like late 90s skateboarder right now.
You are.
So like maybe I should order a hacky sack and like a really gigantic knit cap.
Chris, I am on Amazon. And
While you're there,
I'm ordering a hacky sack.
Cool. Can you also search for Junko jeans?
Yeah. Janko, you mean? Thank you.
I called them Junko.
I can get six hacky sacks for $19.
What do they look? Can you here?
Dude, they're the old knit ones that you remember.
Oh my God. Do they have like peace signs or yin yangs on them?
No, I just want one though. I don't want.
You don't want a multi-pack?
No. Three hacky sacks for $11, but I won't get them until January 10th. I need these sooner. I need them tomorrow.
It's time. I think it's time to get people knitting you a hacky sack.
Chris, I have ordered Nepalese hacky sacks.
When will they get there?
They'll be here this week.
That's exciting. I want a hacky sack.
Anyway, I hope you guys all enjoyed the Buddy Zeezy's Awards last week, which we have not recorded yet.
Yeah,
but I hope you enjoyed it.
Did I win? I hope I won.
We all won. Anyway, day one is happening. We're not working, but we're going to still do predictions for every match that has already been booked as of December 20th. That's right. We're coming to you from the past, which we've already mentioned. Chris, let's do some predictions. No prediction about this week because I don't have
vacation.
A lot of time.
He's on vacation for the holiday. Yeah.
They are on vacation. They're That's robot. Right.
My bad.
They're on robot vacation.
Matt, I just want to send you an update. I just ordered the skull hacky sack that'll be delivered tomorrow.
Everybody out there in Wrestle Buddies Nation, please order hacky sacks.
Yeah, look, hey, I know the numbers on this show. They like we're not like the Joe Rogan Experience, but like I feel like enough thank God, honestly, thank God. Although if Elon Musk wants to come on here and let me yell at him, I'm into it. But if enough of us order hacky sacks, what if we get hacky sacks trending on Amazon for like a hot second? What if somewhere all of us order a hacky sack and someone looks at a spreadsheet somewhere and they're like, wait, are hacky sacks making a comeback? We got to get ahead of this. And then more hacky sacks start showing up and suddenly hacky sacks are back. And if this works, guys, I know where we're going next, Matt. Pogs, baby.
I tried to get Pogs back last year when I did WWF Bungies. And God,
this thing sucked.
Oh, yeah, they got thrown out by the. I mean, you know this already, Chris, because we talk about it on the Buddy Z's episode, but I threw those bungees out.
Even the sable head? Do you throw the heads out?
I was doing a cleaning of the office, getting rid of. Yeah, they got thrown away. They got thrown away.
Next, I wish you would have just sent me Sable's weird head.
Yeah, that's true. I should have. Anyway, Drew McIntyre versus Madcap Moss, Happy Corbin's buddy. Madcap Moss, happy guy. Drew McIntyre, former Universal Champion or WWE Champion.
Multiple time WWE Champion.
Day one, 2022, opening up this pay-per-view.
Day one, 2022, he's opening up the pay-per-view, taking on Baron Corbin's sidekick.
Not even Baron Corbin.
Like Baron Corbin isn't even a part of this match. This match is below Happy Corbin.
Yes.
I don't understand anything that's going on with Baron Corbin. Like, I loved when he was down and destitute and distraught. And I liked the beginning when he was all, I like the idea, but like now he's just the same jerk he was. He's just smiling all the time.
Which I'm still kind of fine with.
I don't understand. And I like, I understand that, like, I feel like this Drew McIntyre thing is my fault. Because
it's your fault.
Yes, because when he was WWE champion, I said more than once, I'm ready for Drew McIntyre to take a back seat for a while. I didn't mean this far back. I didn't mean he was stuck in like a trailer attached to the back of the car.
So Drew McIntyre, we've talked about it. Great guy. But like his gimmick was I bring a sword to the ring.
That's true. No, but the sword had a name, so that gave it personality.
No.
Janice. No, yeah, his gimmick was 100% like, I'm going to murder you with a sword. His gimmick was murder.
He's like Brian Pillman. Brian Pillman has a gun.
That was one moment.
I know.
At home. He had a gun at home.
Defending his house from Stone Cold.
Wait, is the ring Drew McIntyre's house? Is that why he brings the sword?
That's where he lives, yeah.
Does he live under the ring with Hornswoggle?
There's a cot under there for him.
Aw, is there also a cot for Hornswoggle?
Nope.
Hornswoggle has to sleep on the ground? They share the cot?
Yeah, they could probably share it. Cool. I mean, I don't see why not.
I mean, Drew McIntyre's going to win. This match is stupid.
This is a bad match.
Remember when Riddick Moss, when he was called Riddick Moss?
Yes.
I forget. Wasn't he with Mojo Rawley at one point? And then maybe he was a 24/7 champion at one point?
Yeah, I believe so.
And now he's Madcap Moss? Like, what is that?
Madcap Moss sounds like he's in the band Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, but like he's the backup dancer. Like, so the dancing guy in Boss Tones, like he's the backup for that guy if he's hurt.
I was going to say he's that guy in your friend group that everyone hates because he always wears a zoot suit when you go out.
Or he's the guy in your group of friends. Again, you don't like him, but he's really trying to get you to call him a nickname, like Madcap.
Yeah, bro, yeah. Yo, hey, Madcap here. Madcap here. I'm just checking to see how you guys are doing. This is Madcap.
Your name's Riddick, and that's a pretty good name. Why don't you stop it? No.
Look, it's because I'm crazy and I wear this cool hat. I'm Madcap.
Anyways, I'm Metal Frame. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, I'm Chris.
Someone else gave me the nickname of Metal Frame, to be fair. Anyway, Edge versus The Miz. Hey, this will be fun. Maybe.
Wait, you never made a prediction on Drew McIntyre.
I'm going to go with Madcap Moss based on the fact that I think he should be in Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Every time you start saying Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, I think you're about to say Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And I'm like, I would watch that too.
I'm going to go with the Mighty Mighty Power Rangers Boss Tones.
Mighty Mighty Power Tones. Yeah.
Imagine that ska band. The Power Rangers as a ska band. The Mighty Mighty Power Rangers. I mean, that's...
That sounds great.
Yeah, I'd watch it. Got to go to that show.
Who is on trumpet?
Well, I mean, you got to have like a French horn or a trumpet. Then you need like a saxophone and then you need the trombone. You need to have that three horn section. That's the problem. I know, I'm going to make putties, just putties.
I know who the dancer in the background is.
Who?
It's Alpha 5, the robot, Zordon's robot.
Oh, of course. I'm going to go with Kimberly as the singer.
Really?
Yes. Okay, I don't know how so she
this
sings.
Is like, this is like approximating some Gwen Stefani type jam.
Well, I like a ska band or like a punk band with the female singer.
I'm into that.
I mean, I like my Interrupters. Old No Doubt's fine. There's a lot of good ska punk.
You are correct when you say Old No Doubt.
When I say Old No Doubt, I mean when they had like a giant horn section and Gwen Stefani wasn't the lead singer.
Oh, wow.
She was a singer, but not the lead singer.
I find Tragic Kingdom to be a practically perfect album. It's a very good album. Everything after that is incredibly not my jam.
Yeah. Again, when we say No Doubt, this is very important to wrestling. How did we get here? Oh, that's right. Power Rangers, Madcap Moss. Anyway, Edge versus Miz.
Edge versus Miz. I'm going to be real with you, Matt. I hope the Miz pulls this one out. Edge kind of wins a lot of his big time matches.
Yeah.
Miz is making his grand return from Dancing with the Stars land. Weirdly enough, I think this is a feud that's great for both of them, and I hope it keeps going.
Yeah.
I like the what's crazy is what it's hard to realize is they're both incredibly established veterans.
Yes.
Miz, even though it might not seem like it, has been there for a long, he's one of the most tenured people in the locker room.
It's like him and Orton.
Yeah. And Edge.
Well, yeah, Edge. But I mean, well, Edge was gone for a while.
Edge was gone for a while. But I feel like the world likes to forget how good Miz can be and how experienced Miz is. And I think this could be a great reminder.
Yes.
I think these two could have a banger of a match, and I hope Miz walks away with the win. I'm assuming they'll meet up again down the road.
Yeah.
WWE day two.
This is going to be a great match. That's the impression that I get. I think that Miz is going to win here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did it.
Here's a match that I'm very pumped for. It is the Usos versus New Day for a SmackDown Tag Team Championship.
Mm-hmm. Why are you pumped for it? Tell me.
Well, Chris, let me tell you why I'm pumped for it. Because I've seen this match a lot. And it's always very good.
It's always perfect. You're right. Every time we've had an Usos versus New Day match, it's been maybe the best match on any card.
Yes.
I have no doubt this time will be any different. I love these two teams to death, and their work together is honestly best Hell in a Cell match in maybe the last 20 years.
Yep.
Like, seriously,
but also these fantastic. Two teams, they've carried the tag team division. And I mean, they're just on SmackDown, but they've carried the division for, I don't know, 6 years.
Yeah.
Because the division has been bad.
But they're wonderful. And they are, this is the match of the night for me. Easily. This is it.
But we'll find out on day one someday, I suppose. We didn't predict anything on this. We just predicted it's going to be great.
Gotta talk predictions. This is where my heart is, Matt.
Okay.
I think New Day is going to win to show that there is some vulnerability in the bloodline following the firing of one Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
I think a New Day victory here would be good. Plus, we're coming off of, we still got Woods kind of hot from being King of the Ring and Kofi as the right hand.
Yeah.
Right hand of the King.
Yes.
So I think that'll be interesting. And they can have a billion more matches together.
I'm also going to go with New Day. Which could further the Usos storyline that they need Paul Heyman.
Here's what I think is going to happen. I think the New Day is going to win. We'll talk about what I think is going to happen with Roman and Brock. But I think that the New Day being the Usos is going to lead to some very interesting Roman promo on the next SmackDown directed at his cousins for letting the family down.
And Roman promos have been very, very, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're moving on to the Raw Women's Championship, Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan. Liv has been on a push to the stars as she faces Becky Lynch, who has been fine. I'm still really enjoying her. I don't, you know, this evolution is not my favorite, but it's fine. Chris, what do you think about this?
Like it. Like, I'm glad Liv is getting a push. Liv is very good, and we don't get to see that very often. So when they brought her out, like, that excited me. Do I think she's going to win? Absolutely not. But do I think she's going to lose clean? Absolutely not. I think Becky's very much going to cheat for a win. I think Liv will be championship, like true championship material at some point very soon. I don't think day one is the place to do it. I would love, I honestly, I would love to see Liv win a Royal Rumble situation, maybe, and challenge Becky to some kind of gimmick match at WrestleMania.
Oh, that'd be a lot
to
of fun.
To really blow the suit up to the next level and end it huge and lead to her with her first world title win. Because Liv Morgan, again, is very good. And she's an interesting character. And like when I see her and honest to God, it's so cool to see where she's come from, her place in the Riot Squad.
Yeah.
As girl with pink hair and blue tongue to what she is now.
Yes.
Like she's evolved in a big, cool way. And she has been holding her own against Becky. And I see Becky winning via nefarious means.
I would agree with that. Again, just to kind of double up on what you said. Yeah, I've really been enjoying where Liv Morgan is now compared to where she was. And I think that a lot of the problem in the women's division in general is that it's the spotlight is so hard on like three different people and it's hard for anybody else to break into that. So it's really nice to see Liv Morgan break in. But so sad to say that Becky Lynch will get this, but I'd love to see Liv Morgan and Becky Lynch again at Mania. I think that would be fantastic.
Yep.
Next up is the WWE Championship, Big E, Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, Bobby Lashley.
Matt, this is a fatal four-way.
Someone's going to die?
Every time they use the term fatal, because they did, I think the first quote-unquote fatal four-way was WrestleMania 2000, where it was Triple H, Rock, Mankind, and Big Show.
Mm-hmm.
In the main event. I didn't understand why it was called a fatal four-way at the time. It seemed like a weird choice.
Because of alliteration, that's why, Chris.
But like nobody dies. Thank goodness. I like the main event scene on Raw. I think it's so different from the main event scene on SmackDown, which has just been super dominated by Roman Reigns. I like that there's a lot of players in the pool.
Yes.
I think Big E's going to retain. I think that's a good call. I think Big E should hold on to the title until WrestleMania. But like, man, I'm excited to watch this match.
This is one where it's like, no matter who wins this in a hypothetical situation, like I'd be super down with that person being champion. This isn't a situation.
Yes, except for one.
You don't want Bobby?
We just had Bobby for a long stretch of time.
But I like the Bobby Big E matchup. I mean, we've seen it before, but it's been great. And I wouldn't mind seeing it again.
I would 100% watch them do it again.
Man, I'm pumped to hear the crowd during this too. I mean, it's a lot of big players. It's going to be an inevitable noise brigade of people. So,
and I remain happy that Kevin Owens re-signed and will be continuing on with WWE.
Yes, same here. Especially because other companies have becoming white noise of talent at this point.
That is a good way to put it.
Yeah, it is, and I hate to say that, but I'm gonna go Big E on this one. Yeah, let's go Big E on this one.
Okay.
That brings us to the Universal Championship. Roman Reigns versus Farmer Brock Lesnar.
Bork!
Oh, Bork Laser.
Laser.
Bork Laser. It feels kind of good to say Bork Laser again, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not.
Notable this time, Roman will not have Paul Heyman at ringside because Roman has fired Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman will show up with Bork Laser.
Do you think he will?
I would love for him to move into the women's division, to be honest.
I hope he doesn't. I hope he'll be there. He'll be there. But I don't want him to accompany either to the ring. I would also be really like into the idea that this is all a huge setup by Roman and Paul to screw with Brock.
Yeah.
To make Brock think Paul is with him.
Yeah.
When in reality, he's with his tribal chief. I will say the one thing I do not like about the Roman Paul dynamic is he's like, yes, my tribal chief. Of course, my tribal chief. Yeah. I love you, my tribal chief. Like, you're not a part of the tribe, man. What are you doing? You're not a part of the bloodline. Mm-mm. The actual bloodline. It sounds so weird to hear Paul say, yes, of anything you want, my tribal chief. I love you, my tribal chief. Like, it's weird.
Well, he's kind of like Guillermo on What We Do in the Shadows. He really wants to be in the group, but he's not in the group.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
I mean, with Paul Heyman, I'm going to be watching this match. I'm going to be saying, where did you go? Where'd you go, Paul Heyman? Who are you going to go with? That's the last Mighty Mighty Boss Tones reference I'll work into this segment.
Where did you go?
Chris, I don't know if you've been paying attention. I have worked a song title into every discussion so far.
No, I haven't. Sorry.
I've worked in about six.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Man, I kind of want... It all depends on what Paul Heyman's doing during this match. If he comes out to screw Bork, I mean, obviously I want Roman Reigns to win. If he doesn't come out at all, I wouldn't mind seeing Bork take the title from Reigns.
I would. That's not like,
but I would want Reigns to get it back and not have Lesnar or Laser have the title too long, because I'm just tired. I mean, I like this iteration.
What's weird is I feel like that's what's going to happen, because they want to make day one a big thing.
Yeah. But you can't make a pay-per-view a big thing on its first go. You can't.
Have you ever heard of WrestleMania, bro?
It's a different time where a pay-per-view was for wrestling was not really a thing.
Yeah.
An annual pay-per-view, I should say.
Yeah.
So like, yes, because you have those original four between WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, and Survivor Series. But after that, when we start going to monthly pay-per-views, it took a long time for any of them to become a big thing. Like, they're still trying to make Money in the Bank that fifth pay-per-view of the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they have Hell in a Cell, which is a big deal, but I feel like it's impossible to make a pay-per-view on its very first go around, like, as important as the other pay-per-views.
It'll be,
unless it's Great Balls of Fire. Remember that one year they did that?
Man, you rat. You jerk with your Great Balls of Fire. Like, you had, I was like, yeah. Great Balls. What?
We all thought it was a joke.
I still think it's a joke.
It probably is. We got Jerry Lee Lewis's song catalog. What do we do? Great Balls of Fire.
I can't wait for the next new pay-per-view, Swish Splash. I was taken aback. 2022.
The twist. It's just Vince McMahon buying the rights to
Let's rock twist songs. Again. like we did last summer. Oh, let's twist again. Like we did last year.
I can and mash now, potato.
WWE presents The Twist.
And there's 10 people our age going like, did they get the rights to Korn's Twist? Oh, no. They twist. Got this Chubby Checker's Twist.
Twist. Jonathan, but they hired Jonathan Davis to do a cover of Chubby Checker's The Twist.
The last summer, but what if he does it like super straightforward, like 1950s rock?
That would be but with his voice, that'd be amazing. His voice,
but like, and they do a music video for it, but he's in like a 1950s like suit that you would play on like the Dick Clark show.
I'd like to think he's wearing like a checkered suit that is in tribute to Chubby Checker, like a black and white checkered suit.
Oh man.
And WWE. All of his hair all over the place.
I hope you're listening, WWE. These are 100% dynamite ideas.
That's true. Why are we not on your writing teams?
Because I don't want to travel.
No, I want to do it remotely from my office in Tampa.
WWE, if you love Cleopatra's egg as a storyline, hire Matt Elfrey and Chris Hayner. We can come up with ideas better but weirder than that.
That's true.
Again, Jonathan Davis singing Chubby Checker's Twist, and then your pay-per-view is called Twist.
Also, WWE, think about this. You need something for Hulk Hogan to do, right? Maybe it's time for the return of Pasta Mania.
Mr. America's Pasta Mania.
Oh my God. At the Mall of America?
WWE, hire us, you dummies.
Like, come on. That's an easy win.
Imagine the types of sauces you can have on this pasta. Red, white, clam.
Clam. Butter, butter and oil. Butter and garlic.
Butter. Oh, man. I'm here at Mall of America. I'm so excited to go to Mr. America's Pasta Mania. Let's see what type of noodles I can get. Circle noodles, butter. Done. Oh, I'm in flavor country.
I'm in flavor country.
I have a gutter palate, and this is delicious to me. I have the same palate as Matt's four-year-old son. Who's Matt in this scenario? Whatever.
We're all Matt a little bit, aren't
we? We're all a little Matt, yeah. Chris, I made some great pizza last night, and
did you really?
Yeah, I made it for my in-laws. Nice evening.
I like that, man.
We listened to Jonathan Davis's cover of Twist. Listen to Jonathan Davis's cover of Where Did You Go? Jonathan Davis cover of Royal Oil. That's a song I haven't mentioned yet.
Where did you go?
That joke's a real Rascal King. Guys, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, highly underrated band. Highly underrated. It's more than just the movie Clueless.
But also, the movie Clueless is great.
I haven't seen it in a long time. I don't know if it holds up.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay. So that's all the matches.
Also Migos is appearing, but they haven't said if Migos is performing.
Oh, this is also presented by Splash something. Because we got to talk. Remember what was that last pay-per-view where it was like everything was a commercial for a commercial?
Oh,
the Pizza Hut one.
That was like the last pay-per-view, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was bad. This is presented by Splash Blast.
That was
Blast?
Survivor Series because it was the Rock's Battle Royale presented by Pizza Hut for Pizza Hut.
It's so bad.
It made me buy that triple decker box, Lord Pumpernickel, and you know what? It was good.
It worked for you, man.
It was good, man. It's way too much. Okay. The official theme song for this event is Straightenin' by the trio Migos. And
I don't know what Migos is.
Migos is a hip hop trio from Lawrenceville, Georgia. They have a number of very popular.
But I think songs. That's like they were popular 10 years ago type band.
I don't think so. I mean, they were popular. Like they've been going since like 2013.
Okay.
But. So. The theme song for the event is a Migos song, and it does not say Migos will be performing at the show. It says they'll be making a special appearance at the show. So they'll be in the front row being like, hey, go Roman.
Like they'll cut to the Roman Reigns match and just these guys like, hey, hi, we're here. Oh boy.
Also enjoy this show because we had to sacrifice TLC for it.
Yeah. Right.
No TLC this year.
When it comes to, I would love to see numbers of like, this data would be impossible to calculate, but like when WWE brings on a younger talent, like a musical artist to kind of help support the show,
like
if that actually draws anybody to the pay-per-view,
it doesn't. I mean, Bad Bunny might have, because he had Bad Bunny was everywhere. He had a huge following. He was on Saturday Night Live leading up to it
with the 24/7 belt.
Yeah. So like Bad Bunny is quite possibly the one,
but he was also in a match.
Yeah. I think for a special appearance like this, probably not.
That's probably more for the fans. I would love to see more entertainers get into wrestling, like famous entertainers, not like I was an Olympic wrestler, because that's not as much a mainstream thing. You know, I'd love to see more musicians get an actor in a match. There's got to be fans out there.
Bring back Kevin Federline.
Bring back Arquette.
Okay, bring back Arquette.
I love Arquette. Bring him back.
He's got Scream coming out.
Yeah, bring him back. Put him in a match against Dennis Rodman. Karl Malone. What's Karl Malone up to?
I mean, enjoying retirement, I'm assuming.
I'm sure he is.
Anyway,
more celebrities. So this is your predictions episode. We will not be covering, as we said earlier, but you guys can go get yourself a Splash Blast, whatever that is, because that's what it's presented by.
It is?
Presented by Splash Blast and WWE Supercard, which Chris and I play.
Is Splash Blast like the new YJ Stinger?
I don't know. Is this the Lugs boot of the week?
Splash Blast water beverage, refreshingly sweet, zero sugar.
So it's the new but old vitamin water.
It's water with flavor.
Oh, you mean juice?
But no calories and no sugar. Now with added electrolytes. Same great taste.
There's a service that my wife was signed up for that like delivered water that's flavored to your house. It was really good. I don't remember the company's name.
I know those services as well. It's called like grocery stores.
No, it's like a specialized company that just makes this specific water with like flavored. It's
okay.
Yeah, it is a grocery store. Right, groceries delivered.
I get my groceries delivered all the time. I literally finalized a grocery order while we were recording this podcast to be delivered this afternoon.
Good for you.
Only because I forgot to do it before work.
Anyway, we're going to be off for another week. I believe it's one more week.
Yeah, someone's going to be on the moon.
I'm going to be on the moon. See you, Tranquility. I'll bring you all the hot deets from that. We'll be back on the 13th of January with slap together episode.
I also want to make it known, Matt, I am going to AEW Revolution in Orlando, Florida.
Yes, you are.
It'll be my first ever AEW show. It'll be my first live wrestling show in almost 3 years, I think. It'll be my first live wrestling show since whenever we went to SmackDown in Las Vegas for WWE 2K20.
That was like October of 2019.
Yeah. What a time.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Time.
I went to the movies over the weekend, Chris. Guess what I'm never doing again? Going to the movies.
Matt, I went and saw Spider-Man.
That's what I did.
Thursday night at a preview screening. It was so many people. I felt so out of place that like I was like, okay, I'm done with that.
The amount of people that just walked into the movie theater complex, not the actual theater, without masks on, I was like, okay, this is why
we're scary, right?
Yeah. Oh, all of them, dudes in their 20s. Every single one. Older people, we all got our masks on. My kid, mask on.
I will say AMC is still letting you rent theaters, and I might look into it to like I'd like to go see an older movie at the movie theater. I'm going to rent out a screen.
Yeah. We'll anyway, see. That's it for this week. We will see you guys in a couple of weeks. Also, listen to last week's The Buddy Z's again with Keisha Hatchett.
Buddy Z's. Buddy
it's our award Z's. Show.
Buddy, 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 buddy Z's.
Chris, any final words?
You know what, Matt? I don't have any particular final words, except I'll say this. This year was kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I hope everyone everywhere has a wonderful has had a great holiday season, however they choose to celebrate or not, has a wonderful new year, and we'll all come back super cooler than ever in 2022.
Agreed.
And if you don't watch day one, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. RoboCop.
RoboCop. Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at WrestleBuddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.